Hello, good evening, welcome. If you could all take your seats, that would be wonderful. I'm Ava Rispini, and I'm an assistant curator in the Department of Photography here at the museum. And I am delighted to introduce and welcome this performance this evening, which is for one time only at the Museum of Modern Art. Tonight's performance is an interpretation of a musical score titled Graffiti Composition, created by Christian Marclay, who is here with us this evening. Five celebrated guitarists will play Marclay's score, led by acclaimed composer and producer Elliot Sharp. The renowned musicians are Melvin Gibbs, Mary Halverson, Lee Rinaldo, and Vernon Reed. We are extremely excited to have such a distinguished ensemble perform for us this evening. The score that is the basis for tonight's performance was drawn from a public response from Marclay's posting of more than 5,000 blank musical notation sheets in public areas throughout Berlin. Passersby filled the sheets with musical notations, scribblings, and anything else that they wished. Graffiti that was not explicitly musical could nonetheless be interpreted as music just by the fact of their presence on music sheet. Marclay photographed the graffiti sheets, selected 150 from the group, and compiled them into a portfolio that is also a score. This portfolio now forms a score that is also on view in the museum currently in the exhibition Out of Time, A Contemporary View. Following tonight's performance, we invite all of you to join us for a special viewing of the score and the exhibition in a cocktail reception honoring Christian and the musicians performing tonight. We would like to thank Andrew Cohen for his support of the performance. The cocktail reception is made possible by Interview Magazine, Benetton, 10 Cane Rum, and Fiji Water. I would also like to thank Glenn Lowry, Peter Reed, Jennifer Russell, John Elderfield, Peter Galassi, and David Little for their unwavering support of this program. And now, without much further ado, I'm extremely pleased to introduce Christian Marclay.
Thank you. Thank you all for coming. Thank you, Eva, for the introduction, and Joachim for including me, or including my work, Graffiti Composition, in the exhibition that you can see upstairs later on. This is very exciting for me. This piece has a long history. It took a lot of time to actually get this piece here on stage at MoMA. It started in 1996. I was invited by a festival in Berlin, Son Ambiente, a festival for Hören und Sehen, to see and hear. I wanted to do something in the street, so I had 5,000 posters, these blank, oversized music sheets plastered all over the city of Berlin. For the duration of the festival, which was a month, every other night a crew went out and plastered more posters. I didn't know what would happen, and documented the process. Interestingly enough, a lot of people left traces on these posters. And a lot of people actually left musical notations. In Germany, it's part of the curriculum to learn about music and to write and read music, something that I don't have the skills for. Maybe it's just the creativity of Berliners that made it such a successful project, because many people left markings, graffiti. Some people used the posters as background for their own flyers and posters. Out of all these images that I photographed with my assistant over the month-long festival, I selected 150 images. And this is the basis for this score, which was published finally, you know, 96 is when I started, it was finally published in 2002 by the Paula Cooper Gallery. And this, tonight's concert is one of several that already happened. The first time it was performed was in five years after the initial event. It was performed in Berlin by an ensemble, the Zeitkratzer Ensemble, which was directed by Butch Morris. There was a few events, but this is great to have it here in New York, and of course at MoMA. I think since John Cage, of course, that relationship between the composer, the musician, and the listener has been completely altered, and I feel extremely uncomfortable being here as the composer because that term doesn't apply for me. I'm just a facilitator, or I'm just providing. I just created something in the streets of Berlin in '96, and it has grown out of anonymous people in Berlin who decided to leave some traces. They unknowingly participated in this performance tonight. And so I always thought of this score as sort of a portrait of Berlin, and it's dedicated to the people of Berlin. Tonight's performance is an incredible group of people, and they are the real stars. I mean, they are the author of the music you're going to hear. I have nothing to do with it. I just planted a seed in Berlin in 1996, and kind of a few times watered it. Made sure it was growing okay, but that's where my role stops, and I'm able tonight to sit back and with you look at it grow, or listen to it grow. Thank you to the musicians, and Elliot Sharp tonight made a selection of the cars, because this score, these 150 cars can be used any way one wishes to use them. One can use 150 of the cards, or just use a small selection, or maybe just use one, or just use the cards as a way to create their own score. And tonight, Elliot, I think, selected 26 cards from which he developed this structure. So welcome the musicians, and sit back and listen to this thing grow.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.